This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office Wednesday for the first time since he was diagnosed and hospitalized with COVID-19. Spokesperson Brian Morgenstern confirmed the president returned to the Oval Office Wednesday afternoon. He had been convalescing in the White House residence since returning from a three-night hospital stay on Monday evening.
In the president's own words, he's feeling great. He's symptom-free. And, you know, we hope to have him able to be back interacting in person as soon as possible, as soon as it's safe.
White House officials say they have put additional safeguards in place to protect staff who may interact with the president, including requiring full personal protective equipment. Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, California Senator Kamala Harris, meet in a debate in a few hours that will offer starkly different visions for a country confronting escalating crises. AP's Julie Walker reports.
University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufelt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
Indiana University professor Leslie Lenkowski says Harris's goals are easier to describe.
She's just going to establish herself as a legitimate vice presidential candidate who is equipped to move into the presidency if the need arose.
They all agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Justice Department has unsealed charges against two Islamic State militants from Britain, accusing them of carrying out a gruesome campaign of torture, beheadings, and other acts of violence in Syria. El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Cote are two of four men dubbed the Beatles by their hostages because of their British accents. Assistant Attorney General John Demers says the two Islamic State militants have been indicted for allegedly carrying out a gruesome campaign of torture that included beheadings and violence against Western hostages.
Cote and al-Sheikh were members of the notoriously brutal ISIS hostage-taking cell that became known as the Beatles, a name their captives gave to them because of their British accents. The defendants are charged with terrorism offenses related to hostage taking and killing of four Americans, as well as citizens of Great Britain and Japan.
The charges are a milestone in a years-long effort by U.S. authorities to bring to justice members of the group known for beheadings and barbaric treatment of anyone they captured, including journalists and other hostages in Syria. French scientist Emmanuel Charpentier and American Jennifer A. Doudna have won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing a method of genome editing known as CRISPR. Emmanuel Charpentier says that she hopes her win inspires others.
I wish that this would provide a positive message to specifically to the young fellows, the young girls who would like to follow the path of science.
The prestigious award comes with a gold medal and a prize of $1.1 million. The money was increased recently to adjust for inflation. After coming ashore on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula on Wednesday, Hurricane Delta has moved back into the Gulf of Mexico and is headed towards Louisiana. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Delta hit Cancun in Mexico as a Category 2 hurricane. Forecasters say Delta will get to Category 3, headed to Governor John Bel Edwards State, Louisiana. He says people need to act fast.
You need to be where you intend to be as you ride out the storm.
Forecasters say Delta could reach land near Terry Guarisco's house in Morgan City, Louisiana. He usually sleeps through these storms.
I have a feeling of doom about my house. And I have a good house and strong, but you never know.
Aubrey Truxillo is hoping Delta takes a sharp turn.
Hunker down, that's all you can do. We've lucked out twice.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.